Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 7th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is National Teachers Day, honoring educators who inspire us. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, a former teacher, initiated the day, recognizing the importance of education. She advocated for teachers and valued learning from a young age. Scholarships are available for those inspired to follow in their footsteps. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's partly cloudy and feels like 56 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:51 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:29. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny morning, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 71 and wind of 6 mile per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 51. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 10:30 a.m. with a low tide at 4:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 51 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain mainly after 8 a.m. and a high near 64 degrees. The chance of rain continues Wednesday night through Friday. Thursday and Friday will be mostly cloudy and cooler, with highs in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Thrillist recognized Wellfleet and Provincetown as among the best beach towns in the U.S., noting Cape Cod's 77-mile scenic coastline, rich local life, and great dining options. Wellfleet offers a quieter experience with cooler waters at Marconi Beach and warmer waters at Duck Harbor Beach. Provincetown, vibrant and diverse, has a bustling commercial street. Recommended dining spots include the Lobster Pot for its chowder, Peep's Wharf for lobster rolls, and Max Seafood for fried clams. Beyond the beaches, visitors can explore Provincetown's art scene or bike through scenic trails in Wellfleet. Now on to sports. Victor Wembanyama has been named NBA Rookie of the Year, achieving a unanimous selection that highlights his unprecedented impact on basketball. At just 20 years old, Wembanyama, the top pick of the 2023 draft, captivated audiences with his versatile play, leading all rookies in scoring, rebounds, and blocks. His record-setting rookie season included being the first to notch over 1,500 points, 700 rebounds, 250 assists, and 250 blocks, while also hitting over 100 three-pointers. His achievements extend beyond statistics, as he became a symbol of innovation in the game, redefining the role and capabilities of modern basketball big men. In local sports, the Bruins on the road beat the Panthers 5-1. Nice start, boys. And tonight, the Red Sox are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Braves. And the Celtics are at home for Game 1 against the Cavs. In top news, Japanese scientists at Kyoto University Hospital are embarking on pioneering clinical trials to test a new treatment that could enable the regrowth of teeth, This groundbreaking research, led by Teragem Biopharma, targets individuals suffering from congenital anodontia, a condition where some or all teeth are missing from birth. Initially focusing on ensuring the treatment's safety in adults missing teeth, the trial aims to expand to younger patients. This innovative approach has shown promise in animal studies and could revolutionize dental care by providing a viable alternative to implants and dentures. In business news, several key players saw significant movements in the stock market yesterday. Berkshire Hathaway enjoyed a 1% increase after reporting a 39% rise in first quarter operating profit, reaching a record of over $11 billion. This surge was propelled by its robust property and casualty insurance business and heightened investment income. However, Berkshire also reduced its stake in Apple by about 13%, leading to a slight dip in Apple's stock by 1%, despite a strong earnings report last week. Microtechnology saw a notable 5% increase after an upgrade from Baird, while Tesla's stock rose by 2% following the announcement of a new long-range Model A. On the downside, Tyson Foods and Spirit Airlines experienced declines due to disappointing sales and financial results. Robinhood Markets faced a drop after receiving a Wells notice from the SEC regarding its cryptocurrency unit. Meanwhile, Perficient surged by 52% after news of its acquisition by EQDT, marking a significant premium over its last closing price. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,000. Ethereum is $3,000. And Solana is $154. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study has highlighted another potential threat to bumblebees: rising global temperatures. Researchers found that bumblebees, which thrive at nest temperatures between 82 and 90 degrees, struggle to survive when temperatures near 97 degrees. This study, which spans literature from the 1840s to present, indicates that such high temperatures compromise the bees' survival by affecting their reproductive capacities and the health of worker bees. Given that last year was the hottest on record, and with the increasing frequency of such record-breaking temperatures, the ability of bumblebees to adapt to these changes remains a critical concern. This research underscores the importance of addressing global warming alongside other threats, like habitat loss and pesticide use, to protect these crucial pollinators. And in entertainment news, James Gunn has unveiled the new look for Superman, featuring David Corenswet in the iconic suit, which appears notably weathered, hinting at intense action sequences in the upcoming movie. This marks Corenswet's first major lead role in a Hollywood blockbuster. Superman, set for a July 2025 release, also stars Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane and Nicholas Hoult as Lex Luthor. The ensemble cast includes talents like Skylar DeSando and Anthony Carrigan, adding depth to the anticipated superhero film. Gunn's decision to simplify the film's title from Superman Legacy to just Superman reflects a possibly streamlined approach to the storied franchise. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Becky Pringle of the National Education Organization. Educators, you are leading the way. Guiding and protecting, nurturing and supporting our precious students all across this nation. Every day, all day, you provide our students with the tools they need to build a future that will help them live into their wildest dreams. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.